All right, everybody, welcome back to our Tri-State Trends podcast. I got the great producer, Jeremy Lewis, who has positioned himself to have his hands folded and crossed, waiting, bating breath for December week one numbers to come out to read HOF. We all know that means Hall of Fame. Jeremy, great work on a fantastic year. Without a doubt, you've shadowed and eclipsed your goal. And that's got to feel exciting, got to feel amazing. You're definitely trending before we even get started. So appreciate you for jumping on with me. How you feeling today, brother?
Hey, man, feeling great, Mark. Feeling great. Like I told you, though, I'm sitting over here in knots waiting for those numbers to drop, man, so we can stamp it, you know? Hey, man, but, you know, God is good, man. I give him all the glory, man, you know, because without him, it's not possible. So,
amen, brother. And, you know, it's funny. You know, when you come upon a goal, the nerves, like you said, it's knots in your stomach. But the truth is, it's done already, right?
Right.
No matter what, you already did the work. You planned your work. You worked your plan. You positioned yourself to have an 11 months of great work that has positioned you to potentially hit the goal 4 weeks or 3 weeks early. But even if it comes, the number comes back and it's only 12 families and you're one family short, or comes in as seven families and you're six families short, you won. Because Absolutely. This month you're going to eclipse that goal. So you're the story of a man who's farmed the land, worked the land, prayed for rain, and now is reaping a harvest. So talk to us about the plan. Because it starts in January, as you know. We're here in December. You're trending with us, so that means you've done something well, and we already know you're walking across that stage with a red jacket at 400 families issue paid. So talk to us about the journey and the kneading of the soil.
Absolutely, Mark. Well, of course, man, as you already mentioned there, you know, and it's somewhat comical, but it starts kind of in this December and January time frame, right? So last year, went to convention. I went to convention. I was very content with what I had done last year. You know, I issue paid $329,000 in business last year. But when I got to convention and I saw those red coats, man, I'm competitive by nature. You know, I think it's kind of the military in me, but super competitive by nature. And so seeing all those individuals walk across that stage with red coats, man, or seeing all those individuals who had, you know, helped more than 329 families last year, you know, that competitive nature rolls up in me. And so, of course, I left convention wondering, okay, what is it going to take for me to hit Hall of Fame, you know, in 2023, you know? And so, of course, I had a conversation with you. I don't know if you remember, Mark, I had a conversation with you at convention there. And, of course, you talked to me a little bit briefly there about, you know, what I had done, you know, what I was investing, things of that nature. And of course, you know, last year, in all honesty, I was only really investing around 500, 600, 700, wasn't really consistently investing like I should have last year. Mm. You know, I was investing $500, $600 weekly, and I issue paid, you know, or helped 329 families. And so I was very content with that, you know, but, you know, that content me left me, you know, dissatisfied, you know, because realizing there were so many more families out there to help. There was so much more that I could have been doing. And so having that conversation with you, and of course we ran through my numbers, ran through what I was investing. You told me, dude, it's too easy. Double up, spend more money, invest more money. Like, okay, I'm gonna follow that. Roger that. You know, being from a military, I could take orders and I can run with them. You know, also talked to Stephen Yee when I was at convention on last year, kind of ran through the same scenario. He's like, man, you're at 329. You know, what's keep you from hitting, you know, Hall of Fame? And again, ran over that scenario with him. Okay, this is what I'm investing weekly. This is what I'm doing as far as my activity. He just laughed at me. And dude, same deal. Hey man, invest more money, you're gonna hit Hall of Fame. You know, so left convention. Of course, happy, you know, somewhat discontent after the fact. You know, I went there with contentment. Left there discontent because I wasn't a Hall of Fame producer. And so, of course, January came around, man, and, you know, I put the pedal to the metal, started investing, looking at different lead sources, And I realized that I'm that person where, in order for me to be consistent, you know, I needed a consistent lead source. You know, I needed a lead source that was going to hold me accountable. So I kind of went full fledged all in on Facebook campaigns. Of course, I did that route. That's holding me accountable in the sense that I'm investing $1,000 a week. So no matter if I'm putting in work or not, at the end of the week, $1,000 is coming out of the account. You know, and so I went that avenue, man. And of course, increased my activity, you know, definitely focusing on building a team. But, you know, that I told my wife, hey, this is our goal. We want to hit Hall of Fame next year. This is what it's going to take. I got to invest $1,000 a week. And, you know, Mark, honestly, the rest is history. So the same level of activity as before, but really just increasing my lead spend, man. That's the big difference here. That's the big difference.
I love it. Now, you said the same activity as before, but you're increasing your lead spend. So there's something there that I need to get some clarity on. Mm-hmm. Because you made a powerful statement when you said, whether I'm working or not, $1,000 is coming out. To me, what that means is there's no way $1,000 is coming out of my account and I'm not going to work. That's what it means to me. So that means that if it's was the $1,000 on different types of leads, was it the same types of leads? What was the difference? Because if it's 600, you're going to have either less clients to see, or if it's 1,000, maybe you have better clients to see. I'm not sure, because there's a difference in issue paid volume.
Absolutely.
And I would love some clarity on that.
Makes sense, man. Absolutely. So, of course, when we talk about, you know, my activity on last year, I was grinding. I was working, right? Mm-hmm. I was working extremely, extremely hard on last year, you know? And so, of course, there, I had no problem going back and dialing a lot of old leads. And I was having some success there, you know? But, of course, making that adjustment this year, really focusing on Facebook marketing, advertising, knowing that $1,000 a week is coming out there, you know, I had a more constant lead flow.
Mm.
You know, and so some of those leads, of course, I target veterans. So some of those leads are even higher intent. Those leads are what we would consider to be exclusive leads, unless they're going out there and filling out forms in multiple places. But, you know, they're filling out a form that I have posted out there, you know. And so, of course, again, here I was working, you know, pretty much same level of activity because I grabbed my tail off last year, But, of course, here, you know, taking that initiative, choosing a Facebook lead source, it just created a higher intent lead for me, if you will. You know, and of course, it didn't stop there, though. You know, whenever the leads would slow down or trickle down, I would increase my level of activity even on this side of the house. You know, I would go out there to ILC to supplement my leads, you know, if I didn't have enough leads coming in, you know. And so I just knew that, hey, $1,000 is coming out, man, so I got to put in the work. I got to put in the work because no matter what I'm doing, at the end of the week, $1,000 is coming out.
Hmm.
You know, and so, yeah, so when we talk about, you know, activity levels, man, I'm a grinder naturally. Yeah. I'm a grinder naturally. Yeah. But, you know, of course, just having those tough conversations with my wife that, babe, there's going to be some sacrifice here. We're still growing. We're not where we want to be yet. You know, I'm active, man.
I feel you, man. And obviously the result shows, right? Now, do you think that increase in leads, that tick, that uptick in lead spend was good? Do you think, like, if you had to advise someone on that, do you think you'd advise in the affirmative?
Absolutely, Mark. Day one, getting started, invest. You have to, right? And I'll go back and say that, you know, I was hard-headed to start. You know, I was like, you know what? I figured this thing out. I'm gonna do it my own way, but man, there are guys that are achieving the numbers that we're trying to achieve, protect the families that we're trying to protect. They've been there, done that, got that T-shirt, you know, or in our terms here, they've been there, done that, got that red jacket, you know. So just do what they're doing, you know. Of course, we go into this, and some of us want to create, you know, recreate the wheels, but we don't have to.
Right.
You know, there'll be some things that, of course, we learn from a lot of different places there, man. But of course, you know, trust your upline. They've been there. Follow script. Follow the script.
Right. So that makes a lot of sense. So what we wanted in this podcast was some nuggets that people could use, tangible nuggets. And you're giving us that. You're telling us, hey, I was spending $600. That went to $1,000. Look at my results. I was trying to create it my own way. I stopped doing that. I followed the system. I started doing what the successful people were doing. Look at my results.
That's it.
So very duplicatable, right, Jeremy? Very, very not like, it's actually harder.
For sure.
To be a rebel. It's actually harder to create your own, to create a new track. It's actually harder to than just doing what's already been done, which is creating financial success for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
No matter how we slice it, people are winning running on those on that track.
Absolutely.
Invest in leads, focus on your schedule and working, outworking your situation. And all I've seen is people do what you're doing, which is walk across the stage and get red jackets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So here we are at the culmination of 2023, looking at the dawn of 2024. What is in store, my friend, for 2024?
2024, man, of course, we still want to hit Hall of Fame as a personal producer, man, but we're really trying to get on track here and hit logo and really train and develop the team, man. So, of course, here in 2024, I'm going to be recruiting. You know, I want to teach other people what I'm doing, you know. And so that's going to be a major focus of mine, you know. So, of course, that's going to be me investing in some other things that's going to help, you know, ease the stress or ease the burden of personal production, such as assistance and things of that nature. But yeah, man, we're trying to take this thing full force, and we want to create other opportunities for other people. You know, of course, and me working here in the telesales world, anybody can do this, you know, and of course we got the systems in place to do this. And so, you know, I want to teach other people what I'm doing here, and I want them to have a high degree of success in doing so.
Fantastic, man. Well, I can see that exact happening. That's exact thing happening. And once you get that train rolling, brother, you're going to experience a different set of joy. I just got off a podcast with someone talking about that exactly, you know, reaching their first 100 families a month with a team and trending northward quickly. So I'm excited for you, Jeremy. I'm excited for you.
Absolutely.
I'm proud of the focus you put in place this year and the ability to – what you really did was you moved – the focus. You were already winning. It's just
right.
You zoomed in on your target, and you said, in order for you basically said this, I'm not missing my target.
Right.
And in order for me to not miss, like I missed it last year, but I wasn't, you know, I was doing my thing and I ended up doing well.
Absolutely.
But I can't just do well. I can't just try to aim and hit any target. I gotta hit the target, the bullseye.
Absolutely.
In order to do that, I need to focus in and hone in on the thing that I have to do. What are the things that I have to do to ensure I hit this? And that's exactly what you did, man. So congratulations on a heck of a year, bro. A heck of a year.
Absolutely.
And what 2024 has in store for you and what it's bringing. So thank you for sharing on our Tri-State Trends podcast, brother.
Most definitely, sir. Thanks for having me.
God bless you, man. Keep killing it.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Absolutely. Take care.